This week, as a massive snowstorm pummeled the Northeast, rains drenched parts of the South. The U.S. Coast Guard often springs, heroically springs, we might add, to the rescue of stranded sailors and citizens cast away in floods. But on Wednesday, the Coast Guard near Monroe, Louisiana, also saved horses who were trapped by the rising floodwaters of the Red River. Joining us now from the airport in Paterson, Louisiana, is Coast Guard Commander Norman Schweitzer, who was in charge of the horse rescue. Commander, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be here, Mr. Simon.
And how did these horses get stranded?
The farmer had a 247-acre farm, and the floodwaters crossed 8 feet above the flood stage and rapidly surrounded his farm, and he wasn't able to get all his animals off the farm, leaving 16... They were pretty valuable animals behind, and he notified the Louisiana State Department of Emergency Response, who then asked the Coast Guard. We are stationed in New Orleans, Louisiana, which is about 168 miles southeast from Monroe, the location where the horses were trapped.
And how do you rescue horses? I mean, for one thing, it's not as if you can shout down from the helicopter and say, over here, over here.
That's a good way of putting it. The horse, of course, doesn't know he needs to be rescued, so we had the state ask LSU to provide some veterinarians, and they provided the medical expertise to tranquilize the animals. We had about a mile of water to cross, and halfway through there was a tremendous strand of the high-power electric transmission line, so we did have to raise the horse up over 200 feet to get it over those power lines, so it was quite a sight to see the helicopter flying with a horse dangling below the helicopter.
And I guess you didn't bring it into the helicopter because that's cumbersome too, isn't
it? Oh, yeah. Our helicopter is rather on the small side in perspective to an Army or a Marine Corps troop helicopter.
And, you know, I've been told if you put a horse on board a helicopter, all they want to do is read the racing form and ask, when are we going to land?
The closest option, I would think.
Commander Schweitzer, I have some idea as to how much time the Coast Guard spends learning various ways to rescue people. Would I be correct in assuming you never worked on how to rescue a horse?
That's a correct assumption, sir. We practice often and frequently rescuing people as well as delivering pumps and litters to vessels, but rescuing animals is something we're not used to. We have rescued sea turtles and returned porpoises to the sea, but not the weight of a horse, so it was a lot of fun.
Did you go back and give the horses a friendly, reassuring pat?
Well, we sure did. We have a card that we have from our air station that says, congratulations, you've been assisted by the air station and crew of Coast Guard Air Station New Orleans. And we tape that to the protective devices that veterinarians put around the horses. So we have a sense of humor.
So the horses didn't register any thanks to you, did they? I guess they were tranquilized.
We got a few grunts when they loaded them into the trailers to take them away. They were undoubtedly hungry since they had been trapped there a couple of days. We rescued them Wednesday, and the land currently is now underwater, so they would have perished had we not worked to get the animals off that land.
Well, Commander, thank you very much for speaking with us. Good luck to you.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Simon. I sure enjoyed it.
Coast Guard Commander Norm Schweitzer speaking with us from the airport in Paterson, Louisiana.